He groaned inwardly, gritted his teeth, and stabbed at the play button so roughly that he missed it and ejected the cassette by mistake. He put it back in and pushed the play button more carefully. Beep. Oh, Susan, hi, it's Gordon, said the answering machine. Just on my way to the cottage, it's a... He wound forward for a couple of seconds. Need to know that Richard is on the case. I mean, really on... Richard set his mouth grimly and stabbed at the fast-forward button again. He really hated the fact that Gordon tried to put pressure on him via Susan, which Gordon always stoutly denied he did. Richard couldn't blame Susan for getting exasperated about his work sometimes if this sort of thing was going on. Click. Response. Make a note to Susan, would you please, to get an armed response sign made up with a sharp spike on the bottom at the right height for rabbits to see. What? Muttered Richard to himself, and his finger hesitated for a second over the fast-forward button. He had a feeling that Gordon desperately wanted to be like Howard Hughes, and if he could never hope to be remotely as rich, he could at least try to be twice as eccentric. An act, a palpable act. That's Secretary Susan at the office, not you, of course, continued Gordon's voice on the answering machine. Where was I? Oh, yes, Richard and Anthem too. Susan, that thing has got to be in beta testing in two... Richard stabbed at the fast-forward, tight-lipped. Point is that there's only one person who's really in a position to know if he's getting the important work done or if he's just dreaming, and that one person... He stabbed angrily again. He had promised himself he wouldn't listen to any of it, and now here he was getting angry at what he was hearing. He should really just stop this. Well, just one more try. When he listened again, he just got music. Odd. He wound forward again and still got music. Why would someone be phoning to play music to an answering machine, he wondered. The phone rang. He stopped the tape and answered it, then almost dropped the phone like an electric eel as he realized what he was doing. Hardly daring to breathe, he held the telephone to his ear. Rule one in housebreaking, said a voice. Never answer the phone when you're in the middle of a job. Who are you supposed to be, for heaven's sake? Richard froze. It was a moment or two before he could find where he had put his voice. Who is this? He demanded at last in a whisper. Rule two, continued the voice. Preparation. Bring the right tools. Bring gloves. Try to have the faintest glimmering of an idea of what you're about before you start dangling from window ledges in the middle of the night. Rule three, never forget rule two. Who is this? Exclaimed Richard again. The voice was unperturbed. Neighbourhood watch, it said. If you just look out of the back window, you'll see. Trailing the phone, Richard hurried over to the window and looked out. A distant flash startled him. Rule four, never stand where you can be photographed. Rule five, are you listening to me, Macduff? What? Yes, said Richard in bewilderment. How do you know me? Rule five, never admit to your name. Richard stood silent, breathing hard. I run a little course, said the voice, if you're interested. Richard said nothing. You're learning, continued the voice. Slowly, but you're learning. If you were learning fast, you would have put the phone down by now, of course, but you're curious and incompetent, and so you don't. I don't run a course for novice burglars, as it happens. Tempting, though the idea is, I'm sure there would be grants available. If we have to have them, they may as well be trained. However, if I did run such a course, I would allow you to enrol for free, because I too am curious. Curious to know why Mr. Richard Macduff, who I am given to understand is now a wealthy young man, something in the computer industry, I believe, should suddenly be needing to resort to housebreaking. Who? So? I do a little research, phone directory inquiries, and discover that the flat into which he is breaking is that of a Miss S. Way. I know that Mr. Richard Macduff's employer is the famous Mr. G. Way, and I wonder if they can, by any chance, be related. Who? You are speaking with Sflad, commonly known as Dirk Chaley, currently trading under the name of Gently, for reasons which it would be otiose at this moment to rehearse. I bid you good evening. If you wish to know more, I will be at the Pizza Express in Upper Street in 10 minutes. Bring some money. Dirk! Exclaimed Richard. You? Are you trying to blackmail me? No, you fool, for the pizzas. There was a click, and Dirk Gently rang off.